I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. The House's recent passage of the resolution to repeal BLM's Planning 2.0 rule is a very positive step for ranchers and others who work with BLM across the West. Public Lands Council Executive Director Ethan Lane provides more details.
It was sort of a critical first step for us in getting this regulation rolled back so that we can re-engage with BLM and find a way to streamline this planning process that's more effective for landowners and permittees and these local communities where this rule is most intensely felt in the West. As we've talked about before, our concerns with the final planning rule that came out in December are that despite the fact that the Bureau did internalize some of our input from the draft in that final rule, they did it in such a way that really they didn't address any of the real concerns. I've likened it to kind of cutting a foot off the top and sewing it onto the bottom. So they reworked some language and they removed some things only to add them later on. And the net effect is that we still have this landscape scale planning that removes the real central role of state directors. It deprioritizes local input and it eliminates the need for economic analysis in a substantive way in these planning processes, all of which serve to sort of disenfranchise those local communities that are most impacted. So we were really glad to see that that the House stepped up and took action on this. And we hope to see a similar vote in the Senate, hopefully next week.
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.